When it comes to subnetting, there are two ways to go about it: class full or class less. Class full is what we'll talk about first, and in this method, you're going to have a class A, a class B, or a class C. Class D and E, I'll talk about later, but A, B, and C are what can be used to assign out host devices. With a class A, you're going to be able to provide 16,777,214 IPs to your host devices, which could be anything from a cell phone, PC, whatever requires an IP to connect to your network. Now, the default mask is going to be identified with a 255.000, and your class A is going to range from 1 to 126. What that means is your first class A network would be 1.0.0.0, and your last available IP class A address would be 126.000, with the final broadcast IP of 126.255.255.255. With our class A's, you're also going to lose two addresses, the network and broadcast. Those networks are going to just be how many of these are going to be able to be identified on our network. For class A, there's 126 of these networks you could create. Class B ranges from 128 to 191. Default mask is 255.255, and the number of hosts would be 65,534. Now, we jumped from 126 to 128. 127, so the IP range of 127.000 up to 127.255.255.255 is utilized for loopback. And loopback is just for checking local connectivity. It doesn't require it to go across the network. Class C, being the most common, is going to be a 192 to 223. Subnet mask is 255.255.255.0, and you're going to provide 254 host bits for your devices. Class D is used for multicast, which we talked about previously, and that ranges from 224 to 239. And Class E was recently released to the public. However, it's typically still appears in your text as something possessed by the government. If we needed a point-to-point link, unfortunately, with this setting of class full networks, you would have to provide a class C. So, in the event where you only need two IP addresses, you would still have to assign out 254 host bits to that network.